OFM Sport.
And taking a look at your sport for the afternoon, an all Rugby World Cup report. We are so excited. Tonight is a big night, and the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France is just hours away from kickoff, with the hosts Les Blues tackling the mighty All Blacks this evening in Paris. This eagerly anticipated Pool A game kicks off this evening at 9:15. Now, for the defending champions, the Springboks, the journey starts on Sunday in Marseille when they go to battle against Scotland. The resurgent and confident Scots boast several South Africans in their squad. How fantastic is that for South Africa, actually? And these include the former Griquas player Carl Steyn, as well as Duan van der Merwe, who many consider to be the best winger in the world at this point. Steyn, whose dad Rory was a bodyguard for the All Blacks in 1995 Rugby World Cup in South Africa, said his earliest memory of a tournament was the 2007 final, which the Boks won 15-6 against England in Paris.
My first probably the 2000 World Cup final, because South Africa win it. It's a massive thing for me, you know, my family and, you know, what they've put into me. And I always tell people, you know, the biggest point of pride in my career is the fact that my dad's, you know, he's followed me everywhere. I've been all over South Africa. I've been to, you know, I've been lucky enough to go to Vancouver with the Sevens, and, you know, he's popped up at all these places. And, you know, it's amazing how often, you know, when I play for Scotland, there seems to be a business meeting.
And it's so cool to get all the latest news from the biggest rugby showcase in the world at the moment. I think we just need some oomph for a Friday.
I love it.
Let's do this.
Now, while the Scots are not considered favourites to win the World Cup, they have hit some rich form going into the tournament and can certainly be a big threat and definitely have what it takes to cause an upset. Van der Merwe, whose brother Akker is a Springbok, believes that their team culture has played a big part in their recent form.
I think, you know, it's probably the way we play. I think we play quite a exciting brand of rugby. You as a fan want to come to the game and, for example, watch a Finn Russell or watch a Hugh Jones or Hamish Watson or Stuart Hogg, because they're all really exciting players. And then off the pitch, it's just, we've got a connection like that, which is, I think, it's where it starts. We've got a really special group.
Oh, this game on Sunday is going to be fire.
We're going across the line, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll go across the line a few times.
Absolutely.
On Sunday.
Springbok lock Arge Snyman, who will be playing in the bomb squad this week, feels they are confident after the 35-7 win against the All Blacks. But all that matters is Sunday's test against the Scots.
Will definitely, you know, give us confidence, but there's also certain things that we know we could still be a little bit better on. And, you know, it's a new challenge again this week, so that's something in the past, and obviously you need to take the confidence from that. But I think that's a big thing in rugby, is you're only as good as the week that lies ahead, you know.
Now, this big clash is Sunday afternoon in Marseille at 5:45. I hope you are ready. Die bokke gaan het bring.
Ek kan nie wag nie.
That's it for now. We'll chat again at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the Globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.